All right. Once again, you are tuned into the number one small business podcast for small business owners. It's Michael with
Tatiana.
Ms. Parker. How are you feeling today?
I'm good. The weekend.
The weekend, baby.
Literally the weekend or the end of the weekend. I don't know. Anyway, what it
All
is.
that jazz. But
Yeah.
once again, we thank you all for tuning in to the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. As always, you can go by www.watch4, the number four, thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. All right, folks, we're going to jump right into the nitty gritty. So me and Ms. Parker were having a discussion about there was
as we always do.
There was an article written about a certain Caucasian millionaire heiress.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that sums it up.
And she took out a second mortgage on her first on one of her mansions.
On her current mansion.
And then turn around and flipped it by another mansion.
A bigger mansion.
Right. And people were up in arms because they felt like it's just not fair. You're rich. You should use your own money.
That's exactly what the commentary was surrounding it. Like, you, why are you taking out a double mortgage? Use your own money.
Banks don't make money by having your money.
No.
Banks make money by lending out the money that people need to borrow and return to them with a certain amount of interest.
Right.
That's how they flip their money.
Right.
That's how they flip your money.
Right.
And turn it into their money.
Yes.
We got to understand, folks, money don't move by sitting in an account.
Uh-uh.
Money moves by changing hands.
Yes. Exchanging of goods.
Paris Hilton. I said a name. Well, you could have cat out the bag.
What that heiress?
What the heiress did was got plenty of money.
Right.
But I know a bunch of bankers. And I'm going to do a solid for them.
Right.
I'm going to borrow money from them that they will in turn charge me an interest fee to pay back to them. So I'm going to borrow a few million from them. I'm going to use that to go buy me another house.
Right.
In the process of me paying back that few million, make money.
Yes.
See, this is why the black
and community. But hold on. They make money and heiress gets to keep her liquid money, right?
There you go.
That's the whole thing. I don't want to use my liquid. Liquid is very hard to come by.
So liquid is the raw dollars in your bank account.
Yeah, it takes a while to get that liquid where you want to get it. But if you have those assets, use your asset to get the lender's money, right? Right? Keep your liquid money and all is well.
So this is where having a certain amount of cachet and a certain amount of cash on hand helps you to borrow money. This is why when we talk to people, one of the first things in a loan application, they will ask you, how much do you have said banks, checking and savings accounts,
or it could be how much do you have in your 401k? You know, what did CDs or right? After they get past the point of liquid, what assets do you have and what's the value worth of those assets?
Exactly,
because all of it is gonna roll up into the value of you.
And this is why when I keep hearing people use the term generational wealth, I keep telling them it's generational assets that you need. Wealth is a combination of things. A lot of people think that you're wealthy because you're a millionaire. No, you're not. You're just a millionaire.
Right.
You can be not wealthy in a heartbeat.
Right.
If you are people that don't come from money, you probably won't understand how money moves.
Right.
But this is the thing. You can learn how to understand how money moves if you want to.
Right.
So when we're on these social media platforms and lining up to argue about that ain't right.
About stuff that's outside of your tax bracket.
Listen, or your understanding. All she did was use the systems that's in place
For her
be
benefit,
used.
yeah.
And let's be honest, other rich people do it too.
All the time, but that's how they keep their money. That's literally how they keep their money.
Why do you think banks get sued by other people when they find out they have not been treated the same as others?
Right.
Because you could have the same amount of money, cachet, assets, properties, and because of your skin color, they could tell you fuck off. Why would they want to tell you that? Is my money not as green?
Right. Right.
Is my land not an asset? Is my 401k not 401k in enough?
Right, absolutely.
So then that's what we're saying. We got to understand, you can't get mad when somebody uses a system that's in place. You have to get mad at yourself for not trying to figure out how can I use it.
You better learn how.
How can I fix my credit? This in other episodes. One of the first ways to make yourself to look better on paper is fix your DTI, debt to income ratio. You know why a lot of pro athletes go broke? Their DTI, because they got a high ass DTI when they making millions.
Right.
Problem is that DTI don't change when they not what.
Yeah. Well, actually, their debt to income ratio does change when they are not making millions. It gets worse.
Exactly. So it's not in a positive light for them. To walk into a bank or a car dealership when you making $100 million over 3 years. Fuck yeah, they gonna sell you that fast ass depreciated automobile. Get that Lambo. Because the time you drive it off the lot, it's a lamb.
It is.
The B and the O done fell off of it because that's how much it done depreciated.
I'm just saying.
Young people with this NIL money, I tell you, this shit up. Invest it. Don't go out here being flashy.
No. Get somewhere where it continues to work for you. When you're asleep, it's still working, you know? It needs to be moving. Yeah. Not physically, but you know.
Fancy automobiles are depreciating. Are depreciating by the metric ton. These fancy ass clothes. Appreciate it. Now listen, if you want to take care of mama, don't go get mama no $7 million mansion. Mama don't need no more than 2,500 square feet. Let me tell you why.
Why are you going to tell them how?
I'm going to tell you why. My kid's grown. She need a lot of space.
Probably.
Now, if you want the house to everybody come by, you can get the house. Mama don't need all that.
Better take care of them taxes for mama too.
Listen. Gonna take care of the maintenance for mom. See what I'm saying?
But you did. You raised a good point when you were like 2,500 square feet and kids gone. Like, I'm like, I really honestly never thought of it like this.
What does mama need with a 10,000 square foot mansion?
Nah, shit. The church folk ain't coming that far out to that neighborhood she live in.
Mom,
let me stop.
No, let's keep it 100. Let's keep it 100.
They ain't coming out there with no casserole dishes. They been talk shit about you because you live all the way out there.
Listen, mama did her part. Now, what you could do is, like, to get mama a nice, good house and say, mama, when you want to go on vacation, I got you.
Right.
We got you.
Right.
You want to go to the Bahamas? We will go Bahama mama together.
Bahamas, I want to go there.
You want to go to Turks and Caicos?
Let's
we can
do it.
Turks and Cakes together.
Let's do it.
Or if you got you a boo thing, your dad is still around, hell, I'll send y'all to and y'all go.
Uh-oh.
Shit, I ain't got to be around you. But
so long as you come back safe.
But that's what we got to understand. You got to learn the systems that's in place for you to be able to maximize why you on top.
Right.
See, a lot of people just get on this I'm living for right now syndrome.
Yeah, it's very much like that.
This living for right now don't work, because this is the thing. Me and Ms. Parker have learned over the years, sooner or later, and it's going to get a lot sooner than you think, you're going to look back and you be like, did I really do something?
Right. What was my impact?
Did I accomplish something?
Yeah. Was there an impact?
I think a lot of times we are so in survival mode that we forget there are other modes in life.
Yeah. I mean, you can always kind of get stuck in a rut or something. Like, you can get stuck in that kind of slump phase, that not moving around phase, that not, doing anything phase because of circumstances.
That fending for yourself.
Yeah, you can really get stuck in those phases. And then it's even harder to come out of those phases.
But you heard the word she said, right? The relative word she said is phase.
It should be a phase.
It shouldn't be a lifetime.
Come on back outside.
I get it. Man, listen, man. Everybody ain't gonna be able to be business people or start a business or do it in that. So let's go to the people who are the first to graduate high school. All right. You first to graduate college. You the first to get a master's. Those people then now have to set up the foundation for this ain't just an exception. This is the bar. This is the
Right, this
regular.
is the noun, the standard.
This is not a standard.
Yeah, you're right.
Because we're looking at a generations, and I'm gonna say generations because it's been a couple of few that where people were excelling, and then the generations came behind them, backtracked. Because those that were excelling just turned around and said, well, I'm just glad you did something. No, if you did more with less, which is a lot of people in our generation,
Right,
and I
right.
we have, why are we accepting less now?
Yeah.
The people with money accept less.
No, you need to meet or exceed.
They're looking at it like this. I got one house today. I'm finna flip this.
All right.
I'm gonna have two houses in another year or two. I'm gonna take that, pay down on that. Oh, somebody foreclosed on that. Phew, that's prime real estate. I'm gonna get that at a discount rate.
Yeah. What
I'm
is
finna.
was it one of them shows I was watching? You gonna wash the boat or you gonna own the boat?
And what she's talking about is the man told his son
Right.
as he was washing a rich man's boat.
Right.
He said it. He said, son, I'm washing the boat. I don't expect your ass to be washing it
Right.
when you my age.
Right.
I expect you to own a boat.
Right.
Or at least be fooling with the people that own the boat.
Right.
Because he wasn't fooling with them. He was cleaning it.
Right.
That's what we need to start looking at it. When we seeing people with money using systems that are in place, supposedly for all of us, because that's the American dream, but we've discussed that American nightmare as well.
Yeah.
We've got to start using things. We got to start bettering ourselves. We got to stop looking at it as, well, that's them, that ain't us.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of us that's still doing good things, doing great things. This woman beside me, she got 2 degrees. Didn't nobody say minimum. Tatiana Parr, you gotta go get 2 degrees. He chose that route because she wanted better. We should be wanting to demand better for ourselves and then those behind us.
Right. Absolutely.
I know this is gonna touch a nerve.
Uh-oh.
Quit spending 20K on a prom and ain't nobody having a wedding.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And I said it.
I
Y'all
mean,
got folks popping out Lambos and caskets, and then they through in life. They going to, now don't take this the wrong way, but you can take it how you want to. They going to flip chicken and flip burgers, but they popped out of a Lambo
right.
for prom?
With a fuzzy dress on. I'm like, what?
Like, huh?
Yes, hey.
That's what
We
we
hire
want for?
photographers for this.
We
Is
got
then
people.
this what you're gonna go do?
We got people flashing stacks of $100 bills and they ain't got no life insurance
Ain't
policy.
they ain't even got a job.
Ain't got a job.
Priorities. Priorities.
We the people of like I said, consumerism, pomp and circumstance. We about that life. Is she really?
No, you're not.
Because behind the scenes and in your face, they using the systems that you said, man, I can't get to that.
Right.
But you can get to spending 14,000 on the prom,
That's a lot.
12,000 on a prom.
That's a
Like,
lot.
and then turn around and they ain't got no car.
No.
Wait a minute.
It was a rental. Like, what did you do? Like,
Chopped
you
up.
might be, exaggerating that amount.
Shit. Right. Seen it.
That's stupid.
My
Well,
kids have seen
I
it.
can't say that's stupid. That would be passing personal opinion and judgment. That to me is excessive.
Let me give y'all a prime example right here in front of you. We have a senior this year graduating high school. I guarantee you, she ain't finna come ask no $1,400 prom
She
dress.
lost her mind.
I just said the dress was $1,400. We talking about people spending, going out and getting five-figure loans. Loans, yes.
It's
They ain't got the money.
crazy.
They're going out getting five-figure loans to throw a party for somebody whose GPA probably 1.5. Where your priorities at? Where we at? You want to flip the system? Or you just gonna, as Benny Siegel said, get down and lay down. We gotta start thinking about things. How are you gonna get mad at Paris Hilton for flipping? And you turn around and you going to get a loan for prom for one night.
You don't have the assets to flip.
Yeah.
So, based on how that article read, they would classify those that did not agree with that process, that did not agree with what she did, as part of the unwealthy, because you don't even realize these systems and mechanics are in place.
So that's the
But you
99%.
still use shit.
What's the 99%ers?
Yeah. You're
She's,
unwealthy if
yeah.
you can't go and mimic that same process.
But that's the issue. You can mimic the process. It's just got to be at the scale of your access.
That's true.
You can mimic the
You might not
process.
be able to go and cop, mansion number two, but at that point, do you have anything to even leverage to be able to cop anything else,
You want to know how we know that that's a reality? We copy. We copy that system.
Copy paste,
We
shitty.
copy and paste. You just got to look. You just got to look good on paper and have a great outline, a great business plan, and a lot of understanding.
Patience.
Yeah. Everybody got a universal tool in their hand. Damn near, this a phone. It ain't too much you can't find out using that phone.
Right. But you got to have an understanding of
What to look for.
what to look for, what it is you're trying to do, what you want to do, like you got to have an understanding about that.
We've talked about it. You got to have a game plan.
You do.
We discussed leaping without a plan. One business, we leaped. Maybe had a plan in tow. Another business, oh, hammered out.
Righty,
Detailed.
nail by nail.
Nail by nail. Literally hammered out to the T.
Nail by nail.
To the point when the lender said, oh, I didn't even think of it like that. When the lender, the bank, comes back and said, you out us. You beat us to the punch. That means you've what? Done your research. Talked about that many times. It's just all about wanting to understand. Do you want to know? Do you want to grow? Or do you just want to talk shit? What the old saying is, put up or shut up.
Yeah, that's true.
So many people putting up, but they ain't putting up nothing. They up here just putting up their opinion.
That's what I was gonna say. I'm like, well, they putting up, they're just putting up an opinion.
Just lining up the
Everybody an expert. To me, I almost wanna like erase that verbiage.
subject matter expert.
Child, erase it. Erase it. Erase it.
Everybody's a Pulitzer Prize journalist now.
Oh, erase job.
Political
Erase it.
pundit.
Yeah, just erase it. Just
Financial guru.
backspace, just backspace, delete,
Capital connoisseur.
strike through, un-italicize, like any of that.
They are know it all, be it all, and throw it all.
My child is a bunch of shit in the bucket.
With no handle. How you carrying
You
it?
kicking that bitch around.
And the shit falls out everywhere. Now let us get on off here. Miss Park, you got any other wise
I
words for the
don't.
people today?
I don't. What I will say is, I guess I do have something to say.
I knew she did.
Are you gonna classify yourself as the unwealthy or not? Not based on dollars, based on thought process.
Catch y'all next time.